Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this sunny, sunny Saturday. It may be a little chilly, but at least the sun is out, and we do push the clocks forward tonight. Spring ahead, fall back, so time to get a little more sunshine in our lives, and I'm all for that. Well, today we have a unique show because we're talking about scoops and shots, and the scoops refer to my guest who is coming up in just a moment, who is the owner of Route 20 Ice Cream. And we'll talk about what's happening at that iconic ice cream shop in Orchard Park in the first segment. In the second segment, Brad Arthur, who is a pharmacist at Black Rock Pharmacy in Tonawanda, will join us. And the Arthur name is linked for a long time with the business of pharmacy. They also own the Bright and Eggert Pharmacy in Tonawanda. And certainly much to talk about when it comes to shots, vaccines, and what's happening with COVID and how one might get a vaccine at these two pharmacies. So much to delve into, and without further ado, it's a pleasure to welcome Ilya Lasting to Slice of Life for a return appearance. Good morning, Ilya.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I really appreciate you taking time during a busy ice cream season to talk with us about your business. Route 20 Ice Cream, by the way, is located at 2783 Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. If you're putting it into your GPS, it's 2783 Southwestern Boulevard. But Ilya, people know your place. It's not just another ice cream stand. Tell us about the origins of Route 20 and what it's been like for you to own it.
Well, Route 20 is a throwback to the 50s. We have a lot of interesting memorabilia that will take you back in time to a time that was a little better than we're living in now. So it's a fun place right. to visit, and definitely a yummy place to be.
Definitely. I like that. A yummy place to be. Not only is it a museum, but it's also obviously an ice cream place that includes all sorts of options. I know you carry Perry's ice cream, Ilya, but you also carry custard and vegan ice cream. Tell us about some of your menu selections.
We just got into the vegan space last season, and it's taken off very nicely. We offer a soy-based vanilla and chocolate custard. It's called Temptation. And we also offer oatmeal milk custard, vanilla and chocolate as well, provided by our hometown favorite Rich Products.
It's terrific. So you can offer options for folks who may have some dietary restrictions or allergies or who simply want to lead a vegan life.
Absolutely.
So you say the response has been good. What do you think that is? Is it just people are, you know, at a different point in their lives where they realize they don't have to deprive themselves of the pleasure of ice cream because you now offer those options?
Yeah. I think people are more conscious of what they're putting into their bodies. And we're happy to offer options to, you know, suffice that need.
It's terrific, Ilya, that you're able to do that.
In addition, we also offer gluten-free cones.
Nice, nice. Because it seems to me that you hear so much about gluten intolerance, folks with celiac disease. You know, now it seems on every menu you see the little GF in a circle indicating that it's gluten-free. So even at Route 20 Ice Cream, you can get a gluten-free cone. And I know you just opened on March 1st, so just a few days ago, obviously. How did the opening go?
The opening went real well. We were pretty busy. We offer everybody a free cone on opening day, so that's one of our staple traditions. So that brings a lot of people out, and we're glad to do it. So we had a good Monday opening, and then the week was kind of chilly, so, you know, it wasn't as crazy as this past Wednesday was.
Right. In fact, I was thinking about you on Wednesday. What a beautiful day. It's like one of those days where you feel like, yes, spring is just around the corner, and you can get a taste of what it feels like to not be all bundled up. I was out walking my dog with just, you know, a T-shirt and jogging pants, and not all bundled up for a change. How crazy was it for you on Wednesday?
Well, we had a day just like in the midsummer rush. Our business was booming on Wednesday for sure.
Ilya, what are some of the more common or popular types of ice cream that people still like to order? Tell us a little bit about some of the sundaes you have, the splits, the flavors.
Well, we have peanut butter splitter, which is both vanilla chocolate ice cream with both chocolate and peanut butter sauce, nuts, whipped cream, and cherries, of course. We have our hot fudge brownie sundae, which is vanilla custard, brownies, hot fudge, whipped cream, nuts if they want nuts. We could add nuts to that. And then we have a lot of new Perry's flavors this year, like Nutty Bon Bon is a new Perry's flavor. It's Bavarian cream ice cream with peanut butter swirls and peanut butter bonbons. Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. It sounds so, so decadent and tempting. Just mentioned peanut butter, and I'm in. It sounds fantastic. What do you like to eat? Do you still find yourself dipping into the ice cream or custard?
Well, I do. Peanut butter cup is my personal favorite as far as the Perry's goes, and I try to keep it healthy. So I make we offer protein shakes, so I usually delve into a vegan protein shake with a little peanut butter and banana in it, and that usually satisfies my craving.
Yeah, it's a good compromise. And, you know, if you're watching your waistline, you also have Dole Whips, right? Which is a lower kale, delicious frozen treat.
Yeah, Dole Whip is a vegan item as well. It's a fruit base. It's from Dole Fruit Company. And they offer raspberry, strawberry, lemon, orange, pineapple. Pineapple is everybody's favorite because that's what they serve at Disney World.
Ah, okay.
So everybody comes by for pineapple, and they close their eyes and they think they're in Orlando.
Yeah, and I can hear the price. I can hear the cash register ringing whenever you think about Disney World. But and you also, I think this is so great, Ilya, as the owner of Route 20 Ice Cream in Orchard Park, you also offer some treats for our pups to enjoy. A lot of doggies come by your place, no doubt. What's it like for some edible dishes for our dogs?
Well, we offer our pup cup, and now this year we've introduced a edible bowl for the dogs. We have a local baker that bakes the bowls, and we serve the custard with some milk bone treats on top in an edible doggy dish.
Fantastic. Now, you also have, you know, the idea that you have to have social distancing. Obviously, we have to be careful about what we do and how we do it as we continue to navigate the pandemic. And with your place being outdoors, you have an advantage right there, Ilya. For folks who are concerned about going out during the pandemic, do you have signage in place and different protocols in place that people have been able to adhere to?
Oh, yes. We have, you know, social distancing stickers on the ground so they know where to stand. We have it roped off. We have the line roped off in front of the windows so not everybody's crowding in front of the windows. And masks, of course, are required. We just ask that you pull them down when you place the orders so we can hear you.
Right. And your staff has been able to adjust to all of this, no problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the staff is masked and gloved, and we clean every handle we touch all day, you know, around the clock, so...
Right, right. It's certainly a new world for all of us. We're talking with Ilya Lasting, who is the owner of Route 20 Ice Cream in Orchard Park. And at the top of our interview, Ilya, I mentioned that yours is really an iconic place. It's not just a wonderful ice cream stand where you can get yummy treats, but you also have a museum of sorts right on the grounds. Tell folks what that entails, what types of artifacts and even a car that you have right there.
Yeah, we have two cars. We have a 1923 Model T, Ford Model T, that possibly was built in Buffalo. And we have a 1947 Studebaker tow truck that sits out front. That's an iconic symbol of our place. When you drive by, you see the red and white tow truck. And then in our museum, it's in the back. Last year, unfortunately, we couldn't open because of the COVID. This year, I'm hoping to get it open at some point earlier in the season. But we have a whole bunch of collectibles ranging from the 50s, actually from the 40s to through the 70s and early 80s. A bunch of collectibles back there. You can go back and look around. I even have my prized possession, Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle signed baseball in a case back there.
Wow, it'd be worth the trip just to see that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you have those gas pumps that I think are you know, so symbolic of your place. Go ahead.
You drive by and there's a sign that says $29.9 for gas. People usually pull in and say, can I get a few gallons of that gas?
You know, you can't sell them gallons, but you can certainly sell them gallons of ice cream. That's great, Ilya. It is such an interesting spot. And I'm sure at this point you must see generations coming back, right? I mean, it's one of those places that you could, you know, you remember as a child and then perhaps, you know, come back yourself as a parent now.
Actually, I had a family come back. They're in their 70s and they grew up right down the street from the shop, and they remember the shop back in the 50s, 40s and 50s.
How great. How great. Now, you're also on our Buffalo Perks program, and it's selling very well. So, folks, if you're looking to get a deal for $6, you get $10 worth of Route 20 yummy frozen treats. You can use it however you see fit at this classic ice cream shop in Orchard Park. Ilya, it is a pleasure to have you on. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about Route 20 before we close?
No, we're open from noon to 9:30 on weekends, and from 3 to 9:30 during the week until the weather warms up, and then we'll be open at from noon to 10 every day.
Sounds like I'll be making a trip down to Orchard Park very soon. I'm already thinking about that peanut butter dish that you described. So thank you very much, Ilya, for your time this morning. Again, you have a very nice active Facebook page. You can check out more about Route 20 Ice Cream on Facebook. And again, the address is 2783 Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. Ilya, I hope you're scooping like crazy this summer. Best of luck to you, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you, Brenda. Thanks for the time.
Anytime. All right, we will shift gears in our next segment and go from scoops to shots. That's right. We're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and many other issues related to life in the pandemic from the pharmacy point of view. Brad Arthur from BlackRock Pharmacy joins us next.
Thanks for tuning in to Slice of Life. Now back to your hostess with the mostest, Brenda Alacy.
And welcome back indeed to the show. And my thanks to Jim Stelianu back at our station in Amherst, taking care of all the controls. And I am here broadcasting from my kitchen table in Williamsville. So life is certainly different as we, I don't want to say celebrate, but acknowledge the 1 year anniversary of living in a different kind of world thanks to the coronavirus. It certainly turned life upside down for all of us. At the same time, I'm appreciative that we can make things work with today's technology. And here to talk about some of the challenges facing our community and how they help is Brad Arthur, one of our favorite guests on Slice of Life. Brad is the managing partner of BlackRock Pharmacy in Buffalo. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Brenda. I don't know what you have at your kitchen table, but I'm surrounded by Eggs Benedict and bacon and orange juice. It's a beautiful morning.
I'm going to come over to your place with my mask on.
Well, 6 feet away, we'll be all set.
Thank you, well, Brad, for your time this morning. Oh, it's great to have you on board, and thank you for your time this morning. You know, pharmacies have become such a focal point of people seeking help, not only in normal times, but certainly during the COVID-19 pandemic. What exactly can you offer people in terms of vaccines and other services as we continue to get through this pandemic?
Well, I'm pleased to be able to be on with you today. It's quite timely because just this week we were actually finally, after several weeks, in a position to be able to provide services to our community. We finally received our allocation from the state. And I'm pleased to say we were able to provide vaccine services in our communities. And we hope to be able to continue to do that in the weeks to come. And I say hope to because I think, as everyone knows now, the vaccine supply has been spotty at best. So we're optimistic. Our COVID-19 vaccine clinics and our two pharmacies went very smoothly. And I'm optimistic about what we're going to be able to do in the future. You know, if you look back, I think our two stores, and I give my brother credit for that because I was out of the town really trying to embrace retirement. But, you know, we were able to provide very valuable services in the way of hand sanitizer initially, and now COVID vaccine supplies and rapid testing. So we're excited for this next chapter of what we can bring to the communities that we serve.
That's fantastic, Brad. And to your point, I remember driving by the pharmacy that your brother works out of, Brighton Eggert, in Tonawanda, and seeing a young woman sitting behind a table selling hand sanitizer. And it's like, sure. What has this world come to? It was just one of the many kind of surreal scenes I remember when things started to change last year. In terms of the vaccinations you've been able to dispense, is it for folks who fall within the parameters that we've heard about for a while now, 65 plus?
Well, the parameters are changing. They're evolving all the time. And just this past week, the parameters changed once again. And the governor came out and amended those a little bit. So those parameters did change for brick and mortar pharmacies. So it expanded a little bit. So our understanding and the guidance that we're following right now is that we are able to immunize folks down to the age of 60 and above in the community pharmacy setting. So what we're asking folks to do is to continue to monitor state guidance on what those parameters are. And we are under the understanding that that did bring another 500,000 people statewide into the fold. So again, it's going to be a function of what is the supply coming from, you know, state and hopefully soon federal distribution channels as to what is this going to mean locally here in West New York for availability of vaccine.
Right. And Brad, there's no way for you to predict what you might get, right? You may ask for 1,000 and end up with 50. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, we feel very strongly based on what my brother's been able to create over the Brighton Plaza as far as bringing services to the community in the form of rapid testing. We feel very confident that we can bring vaccine services on a very large scale. So we're very encouraged and optimistic that we can bring these same services to the COVID vaccine market. So we're asking for supplies to be able to do that. But again, as you just referenced, the big question is, what is the state going to be able to provide to us? So we're hopefully optimistic, and we wait and see every week. The problem is the unique nature of these vaccines. See, with respect to the flu vaccine, we could order in our annual flu season allotment, and that will carry us for throughout the flu season. But with COVID-19, because of the unique nature of the way the vaccine is manufactured and has to be stored, when you do get the vaccine, you have a very limited amount of time when you have to get into people's arms. So it makes it even that much more difficult.
And, of course, Moderna and Pfizer require two vaccines, right, Brad? Now, Johnson & Johnson just one. Do you have an opinion on the efficacy of these vaccines? If you had a choice, would you take any of them if it were you?
I certainly would. And I think what I would tell the listening public is you have to understand that when the testing was done initially back in January, you know, I think it's important for the public to note that you have to keep things in the proper context, you know, and I believe that when the J&J testing came along, there were different variants that were included into the testing modality. So, you know, I think the general wisdom right now is that if a vaccine is offered to you, you should absolutely get that vaccine, whether it be Moderna, J&J, or Pfizer.
Makes perfect sense to me. There's just so much to learn about this, but fortunately, there are some available. As you say, we remain optimistic that more will become available in our state, which will give us some degree of normalcy again, I think, Brad. But, you know, life goes on. I'm looking at your website, the BlackRock Pharmacy website, and you're a compounding pharmacy. You have diabetic supplies. You have, you know, HME, home medical equipment. It's not as if life stops and it's just a focus on COVID-19 vaccinations. What has life been like, Brad, for you as a pharmacist, and you're the managing partner of BlackRock Pharmacy, for folks who need, you know, day-to-day medications or become ill or need, you know, whatever types of medications that arise given their situation? How are you able to cope with your day-to-day business in addition to the vaccination issue?
You know, Brendan, I think the hallmark of independent community pharmacy has been their ability to evolve to the challenges of the day. And I think that's where community pharmacy really establishes itself as the center point of healthcare in their respective communities. And I think this is a perfect example of that. And you could go back over time and illustrate where community pharmacy is essential in the communities that they serve, whether it be small town or big city America. It's been community pharmacies that have risen to the occasion. You started out your segment by talking about a young lady sitting behind a card table. In Western New York, when the COVID pandemic started, like you said, almost exactly a year ago today, you know, we were able to, over at my brother's store, through his determination, get out and provide a service to the community that at that time wasn't available for quite a while. And you could do a whole show on what it took him to get to the point where he was even able to provide hand sanitizer in a safe, effective way to the community of Western New York. So that took innovation. It took hard work and determination to be able to do that. You could give example after example. Now we're faced with bringing COVID vaccinations, rapid testing, unique custom compounding. There's a whole host of things where the independent community pharmacist is able to pivot on the dime and bring these services to the community. And I think that's what we do today. And being able to do those things and meet the needs of a changing healthcare marketplace is what allows community pharmacy to remain relevant.
It can be daunting to navigate through the healthcare system. And to me, pharmacies, especially local independent pharmacies, are a lifeline. Brad, as we close, about 10 seconds, where should people get information if they have questions on testing or the vaccine?
Well, I would strongly encourage people to continue to look primarily to the BrightNegretPharmacy.com website for testing information. They really have best in class as far as being able to onboard for rapid COVID testing. They're now doing PCR testing, and they can do it all online. Very shortly, we're going to be able to do the same with COVID vaccine testing for both of our facilities, whereby you'll be able to go online and schedule your vaccine. I would caution your listening public, we're not there yet. We will be at some point in the very near future where you could go on and be able to schedule those appointments online. You know, obviously there's tremendous demand and tremendous interest in the public right now. So we're asking people just to be mindful of that. So calling the pharmacy right now, unfortunately, is probably not the best route to do that. But just stay patient with us for the next foreseeable near future. But there will be a method for folks to go to the website and to schedule an appointment for the COVID vaccine, and we will do our best to get you vaccinated, because we see that and we're having a good effect here in Western New York.
Right.
I believe we're close to 300,000 Western New Yorkers have already received at least one dose, and we're getting to that point now that the weather's hopefully starting to break where we can get back to life as normal.
Yes, it's very good advice. Brad Arthur, managing partner of BlackRock Pharmacy in Buffalo. Brad, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate the information.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And that'll put a wrap on this edition of Slice of Life. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life on ESPN 1520.